What's going on, everybody? I'm back at you with another episode of Big Rim Racing for the Culture. Today is Monday, December the 7th. It's my birthday. Thank God for 34 years. It's been a hell of a journey. We're still in the midst of a pandemic at the moment. God is still in the blessing business. I truly believe that. We just got to keep our heads to the sky, stay motivated, and keep pushing out our goals and dreams and aspirations. I went down to the track yesterday. It was some grudge racing going on down in Middle Georgia. And man, it was some hell of fire cars out there. That's all I can say. You will have to tune into my YouTube channel to really see some of the footage that I got. A lot of G bodies on slicks, F bodies, pretty much everything. You think of STN trucks, and them things was coming off the ground left and right. In this episode, I want to talk about getting into the sport of racing, grudge racing, big rim racing, whatever you want to get into or you decide to get into. Because I think a lot of us have, we have cars, we have project cars, and we don't know if we want to, what's the next step. But I know right now there's a lot of thoughts that you may have. Okay, once you get done with your build, should it be an everyday car? Should it be a weekend car? Or should it just be all of that and some? Meaning by, you know, it still can be drivable on the road and you can take it to the track and do your thing too. And that's when you go to these car meets and car shows and events, big rim racing or grudge, or whatever it is you're going to. These cars look like regular cars until they pop the hood and you look at the inside and see the nitrogen tanks, and some of these cars don't even have radiators anymore. Now, them right there, I don't think you can really drive those on the road. But these cars are equipped now, and it's amazing how they're equipped to drive on the street. You're talking about 1,000+ horses. This stuff has been going on for a long time. I'm just not really paying attention to it and seeing like what's really happening, and it's amazing for the culture, man. You know, I'm so excited going into 2021, what the future holds for the car culture and for, you know, just in general, man, with my project on my donk and so many other ways you can go with this. You know, it's just amazing with everything that's really happening in the car culture. But yeah, I went down there yesterday and I saw a lot of cats that had their cars fixed right. I saw a lot of cats that had their cars still in the process of finishing the restoration, but they were still able to take them down the track and tune them, test and tune, and some grudge racing as well. But you know, just being able to do that, it gives you just something to look forward to, another hobby, another pastime, and to keep your legacy going with your cars or whatever it is, whatever way you define it. It's amazing, man, just going out there, seeing the culture, man, and just seeing us being able to just get along and vibe. There was one wreck that happened yesterday. Thank God the guy turned out to be all right. He was in a motorcycle accident on a track, and it was pretty ugly at first, you know. You got a lot of people out here, man, that want people to get hurt, and they have it on film to go viral and stuff like that. But to me, that's just sick to me. You know, it's sick. If you got to try to gain some kind of clout or gain some kind of attention from somebody being hurt or possibly killed, you might need to reevaluate what kind of morals you have. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the end of the day, we want to be safe. We want to do it the right way. And we want to have the right attention around us. And it's just, like I said, it's ultimately up to you what you decide to do with your build. I know eventually I do want to build a car to race and take it down the track and win a pot and bet. And it's fun. It's hella fun to see what your car can do. It's just like anything else. I've always been competitive. I used to play Madden with my cousins. I used to play rec football. I've always had that competitive spirit in me. Why not put that competitiveness in other places? And even cars would be even better for me because I love cars. And, you know, being a car enthusiast and wanting to have more cars in the car lot one day, it does something to me when I go to these different events and see people have their cars fixed and doing their thing, man. It inspires the shit out of me to go out and, okay, you know, let's see what we need to do. But I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he just was saying, hey, you know, I want to build a big rim car. And he has some nice cars. He has some real nice cars. But also, he was just saying, take about $100,000 to really build a car that you really want to build and do it the right way and be able to compete with some of these people that are you're racing against and win $10,000 to $20,000, maybe $40,000, $50,000 grudge races. And, you know, if you did that, that'll be half your investment back. But, you know, a lot of people be like, cars are just a money pit, and they are. Because if you fix a car and, you know, off frame it and paint it, interior, rims, suspension, the list goes on and on. Nobody's going to want to pay you what you put into that car. You might have put $80,000 to $100,000 in that car, but you always going to get lowballed. You might not even get half of what you put in. So it'd be the best probably to keep it. Or if you're in, just it depends on your situation. But, yeah, it's amazing just to get into the culture. And ultimately, like I said, it's your decision which way you want to go with it. If you want to build a daily, if you want to build a car to knock around on the weekends, or all in one package where you do all of that, the daily, weekend, and taking it to the track, I think that's the best bet, because you can have a hell of a sleeper and, you know, pull up on somebody and they think you just got like, oh, it's just a regular Cutlass or a regular Monte Carlo.